This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration ceremony to inaugurate a duly elected president of the United States. And the I'm second in line to the presidency, and just last week I had my regular continuation of government briefing. This might interest you because I say to them, this is never going to happen. God willing, it never will. But there is a process. It has nothing to do with the certain occupant of the White House doesn't feel like moving and has to be fumigated out of there, because the presidency is the presidency. It's not geography or location.
The Democratic panic is in full gear. You can hear it in the warbling of former President Obama as the hellhounds draw nearer.
There are those in power who are doing their darndest to discourage people from voting by closing polling locations and targeting minorities and students with restrictive ID laws, even undermining the Postal Service in the run-up to an election that's going to be dependent on mail-in ballots, so people don't get sick.
So we caught President Obama and Biden spying on the campaign. I caught them and we caught them spying, using the intelligence apparatus of our country to spy on an opponent's or the opposing party's campaign, both before and after the election. How about after the election? I had already won. So that was a story. We caught them spying. Now it's up to our attorney general. As you know, I wanted them to do it. I didn't want to get overly involved. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, but I do hear it's breathtaking what they found. That's all I can say, breathtaking.
You can hear it in Pelosi and Schumer as they failed to support the American people during a pandemic shutdown.
At times yesterday, our Republican friends seemed willing to walk away from the negotiating table to do an unworkable, weak, and narrow executive orders, which are not going to do the job for the American people. We are committed to negotiating. And as we said, we are willing to make compromises.
Won't millions of Americans now get some extended federal unemployment relief and some protection from evictions, get that now rather than getting nothing at all?
No. In fact, what the president did is, I agree with the Republican senator, said it was unconstitutional flop.
You're known as a master negotiator, but didn't you mess this one up? Failure to make a deal is going to result in a lot of people and a lot of entities that were in need ending up with nothing.
Well, how do you justify tens of billions of dollars to feed the hungry to $250,000. You understand how far apart we are just by that example.
Are you talking about going to court? Because if you do, you must know that the practical effect of that would be, if you're successful, that you would be blocking. I know you'd think that they should be $600 rather than $400, but you would be blocking, if you were successful, the millions of unemployed workers from getting any federal benefit.
You can hear it in the New York Times columnist Ben Smith, where the entire country is brought to its knees for the sake of political wargaming.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
As Smith writes, a group of former top government officials called the Transition Integrity Project cast John Podesta, who was Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, in the role of Mr. Biden. They expected him, when the votes came in, to concede, just as Mrs. Clinton had. But Mr. Podesta, playing Mr. Biden, shocked the organizers by saying he felt his party wouldn't let him concede, alleging voter suppression. He persuaded the governors of Wisconsin and Michigan to send pro-Biden electors to the Electoral College.
Tell me this is one of your simulations, Mr. Doctor. All right. Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
In that scenario, California, Oregon, and Washington then threatened to secede from the United States if Mr. Trump took office as planned. The House named Mr. Biden president. The Senate and White House stuck with Mr. Trump. At that point, the nation stopped looking for the media for cues and waited to see what the military would do. One need look no further than Joe Biden, who is Democrat panic incarnate. A blubbering, senile, old-school racist globalist minion representing a portion of America that is so confused that they would willingly support him. John Bound reporting.
Stay with us. We are live. Spread the word now. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth and itch. I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I bought in this money.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I've changed my mind.
The political landscape is on fire. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas. Despite all the enemy's attacks to shut us down, you kept us on air, and I salute every man, woman, and child across the planet, no matter what color you are. If you stand for freedom, we love you and we appreciate you. We're in this together for a pro-human future against the global technocrats. It is Monday, August 10th, 2020, 84 days out from the election. We have some huge guests with breaking news today that is going to be earth-shaking concerning Hollywood and their giant satanic pedophile rings they use for control coming down, including the pedophile rings that have captured control of the Vatican and the Democratic Party. We have a major filmmaker and actor who's been suppressed in his work joining us in the second hour. We'll tell you about that. Here's the good news. You know that for 3.5 years, I've been exposing the deep state illegal surveillance of the president, how Obama set up stay-behind networks is the technical term, but basically embeds is what Trump calls them, using CIA Mockingbird computer programs with their contacts in the global media and domestic media to engage in psychological warfare against the American people. And Trump has never gotten control of this. I know Pompeo says he's tried. But the way they built these systems is their computer interfaces with holes in the CIA and in the NSA back doors, so these actors would never be brought out of power. Now, the fact that they have these bad actors, I don't mean Hollywood actors. Now, that's why taking their security clearances that finally happened to Brennan and Clapper, took over a year and a half, was so critical, because now when they get into these databases, it's a serious felony. These systems should not even exist. But that's how you'll see an article come out against me put out by the Democrats and by Obama mainly. That comes out of the PR firm. That comes out of Media Matters. And then it's delivered to one of the operatives of the State Department or CIA. And then you see it on the cover of every paper in the country. And, of course, Zero Hedge did a great job back in 2016 reporting Obama set up his own Ministry of Truth, Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act. That legally put it into place to trigger the operations and billions of dollars of funding against the American people. And then that's how you saw House hearings, Senate hearings, where they would say Jones is a Russian agent. And they would have high-level CIA, high-level State Department in there saying it with a straight face. They use that to tell the rest of the government, oh, Trump and Stone and Jones, they're all Russian agents. And they desperately needed that to be true, but it never happened. They sent operatives to try to set me up with Russian money that was CIA money. They sent operatives to Stone to try to set them up. I reported it. We all reported it to the FBI. This is the level. I've been asked not to get into it by the FBI. This is the level of what's been going on here behind the scenes. I have personally experienced it, not just read about it. So I was tootling around Friday on Paul Joseph Watson's Twitter, because he always has a lot of interesting things, and I like Mike Cernovich's stuff, and I saw Alex Jones' name. I'm like, let me see what Mike Cernovich is saying about me. Clicked on it, and it was a link to a New York Times article from 5 days before that I missed. On the 3rd, where a senior reporter at the New York Times got in on the phone conference with a war game, a tabletop exercise of senior Democrats, including Hillary Clinton's former campaign head, John Podesta, and it was everything we'd already said, everything we'd already analyzed off their talking points and pre-programming, but they hadn't told us the final battle plan. Now, we knew it was civil war, contested elections, Democrat states seceding. Hillary has come out, so has Pelosi, a month ago and said, well, if he just tries to stay in the office, we'll just have our own inauguration. Well, how do you have your own inauguration? They officially say they're going to contest if they don't win, and they are going to have New York, California, and a bunch of other states they list secede. That's how the Civil War started in the 1860s. That is civil war, baby. And that they're going to ignore the Senate, they're going to ignore the Supreme Court, and that they are going to form a new country and have their own inauguration. I mean, again, this came out in the New York Times 5 days before I even learned of it. Because, again, we're so on top of this and beating the drum, like, no one's covering this. They're getting ready. They're pre-programming emergency. I mean, I've got hundreds of entertaining clips, hundreds of articles, incredible guests. If I wanted to make the show more popular, I could do it. But instead, they hate the broadcast because when I know something will save the Republic and is a key talking point, I will just parrot it and parrot it. Emergency. Emergency. They're planning civil war. Secession. They're planning race riots as the cover. Emergency. Because that's it. I mean, if the Russians were firing missiles at us and I was at a satellite control panel or a radar at the North Pole, I would just be reporting incoming missiles, incoming missiles, incoming missiles. They're now at this many thousands of miles away. They're now, their trajectory is they're going to hit Chicago, New York. I mean, you would just say that over and over again. Not, oh, look at what Pelosi said or look at what Clinton did. Because, or look, Biden's an idiot. He doesn't know what planet he's on. They don't care. He's a placeholder, and we now know. It's not get rid of him at the convention. It's not get rid of him at the debates. They don't care how embarrassing it is. They're going to contest and split the country up and go into martial law. Under their blue state city areas, you've already seen them do it on the West Coast, telling the feds, you don't guard your own courthouse when we're burning it down. You don't guard the local police station. You let us do it. And so when they secede, and Trump tries to send in federal troops, they're going to then say, oh, they're racist and use black people to get shot and killed, which will happen when they're literally involved in insurrection. It'll be white people running it that the race war is on. Just like George Jones would say, the race is on. And then when it's on, it's on. So Pelosi, a month ago, when she said, we'll fumigate him out of here, we'll have our own inauguration if he refuses to leave. I met with the military last week in the COG, and that's the key of what the New York Times reports in this bombshell information by Ben Smith, telling us what we already knew, but confirming it, that they said, we believe the military at that point will side with us because the civil war is too dangerous. So they're going to maneuver us into collapse financially. We're already under a lockdown, and they've canvassed the military, which I told you months ago, then came out and made statements against Trump, the SecDef, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, all bunch of top generals all ran down the president in the news day after day. Unprecedented in U.S. history. And that was their putting the knee down, tipping the cap. And I don't take that type of insubordination and garbage as a foil to manipulate the left. I don't think that's what's happening. They breed these generals to be cowards. They breed them to follow the orders of the system. They're brainwashed by these globalist PhDs they have to go get. And they're selected because they just are moral cowards. And some say, oh, no, it's a Q-level deal. Trump's ordering them to do it. BS. I've been involved at the highest levels when Trump doesn't know about stuff. And I know what happens once he learns about it. And you heard Pachinik. When I was like, oh, Milley's good, like 2 months ago, he goes, no, he's not. He'll have to go, too. And Pachinik's down there hooked into Special Operations Command in Florida, and he's a great source. And he said, no, Milley's been compromised. And I'm not going to say that that's the word of God or something. I just knew that suddenly Milley ran around like a chicken with his head cut off talking crap about the president. What planet did we just wake up on? They are signaling, and Pelosi has met with them. And she said, I'm number two in command. So I'm going to say it again. The lockdown isn't normal. The COVID isn't normal. The race riots, none of it's normal. It's all a smokescreen for the real civil war and the secession. We'll read it all when we come back. But think about the headline on InfoWars.com right now. Think about the headline on InfoWars.com right now for the live show. Would you put that up, please? Because that's what we're dealing with. And that link needs to be shared with absolutely everybody to understand what's unfolding. Red alert, Democrats planning to contest election using state secession. That's in quotes. Plunging America into civil war. That headline's not even hardcore enough. They believe the crisis will then preempt the military to remove Trump. So they're going to hold the country hostage, hold the states hostage, put us into civil war, tell us they're going to blow up the police departments, and then it's Trump's fault, and the military has to remove him because he's a racist and caused all this when they're engineering the whole damn thing.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
DNC highest level war game run by John Podesta. You know who he is, of spirit cooking fame, along with his brother. Literal commanders of the army of pedophilia. They say that they are going to have the states secede. Every Democrat state, they have California and New York lined up. They're going to declare Trump illegitimate. That'll plunge the economy, and then they'll have the military remove it. And Pelosi, of course, a month ago said, in a four-minute rant, that she's second in command. No, it's the vice president. She sees that whole regime as an enemy regime, like a foreign country they're going to topple. And it doesn't matter what he does or if he doesn't leave the White House. Because they're going to have their own inauguration. She told everybody the plan. And you can see all the pieces set up. It's like your kids like Legos. And sometimes, you know, it's out of the box. You don't know what it is. It's a bag. You know, it's like a spaceship. Yeah, I see ray guns and a cockpit and engines. And then your daughter walks in. Hey, what is this? Oh, it's a spaceship. You can see all the pieces. And you're like, oh, there it is. I mean, and then it's exactly what we said it was. Like, oh, my God. And so praise God, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, that I've been begging you to get the word out. You've done it. We've pointed it out. Others have picked it up. It's now on Hannity, Limbaugh, Tucker Carlson, Breitbart, and hell, it's on CNN. They're saying the military's going to overthrow the president. And now we know their main plan. They might try to change him at the inauguration. They might pull something, you know, especially at the nomination of Biden. Something could happen there. They could pull another curveball on us, detonate a nuke in a major city, release a more deadly bioweapon. I mean, we're in the time of crazy town. But all their pre-programming, the way the lawyers and psychiatrists and psychologists operate, they always tell you what they're going to do because they prepare you in the media with the talking point. So when it happens, they're geniuses. And so everyone's acclimated and ready for it. And so I really wanted to pray on air the last few months. And I'm not a shy person when it comes to covering news. I'm not shy in front of a crowd of people. I'm just not, never have been. But praying in front of people is a personal thing with me. I do pray a lot. It's something that it almost feels like I'm a Pharisee doing it. But God has told me, been very strong, you know, Holy Spirit push, that we need to pray every day on air. We need to invoke the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and thank God for sending Jesus to us. And we just need to hold up that standard against the enemy flood. As the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up the standard against it. So we start the next segment. I'm going to pray, and I hope you'll pray with me. And it's not a prepared prayer. I probably start crying. But because when I pray, I feel the Spirit of God so much stronger. And just so much comes to you, and it's just so clear. So start thinking about it. I come into God's presence. God's presence is always there. When you pray with God, you actually have that connection. It just opens up, and it's powerful. But this is the time for us to be praying for our children and our future and everything, because we're faced with pure evil, and it's going to become extremely obvious what we're facing and what we're dealing with. But just listen to this horrible crone, this ring wraith, this reanimated corpse up there reading her talking points but going too far. how she met with the military over COG and all the trouble they've stirred up and the sellout of the country. She even came out yesterday and said she's on the side of communist China. Joe Biden said we should let China run every aspect of our lives. I mean, they're just out in the open inoculating you to the fact that they're enemies of the country. It's ridiculous what they've trained us to accept. Now our kids wear masks, perfect for child smugglers. All of this is their pervert, freako, cult world. I wouldn't want to be Nancy Pelosi when God gets a hold of her. Because there's no coming back for that witch or her governor, son-in-law, or any of those people. But here she is. The final pieces fall into place now. This is exactly what the New York Times is in on the phone call, DNC war game. We're not going to concede. We're going to have the Democrat states break off. We'll have our inauguration. It says it, and make Joe Biden the president and whoever the hell else he signed on, that he'll step aside. Perfect communist system where it's a committee of the Democrats will decide whoever they want to be president. This is like the Politburo in China. Barr came out in an interview last night on Fox News with Mr. Levin, and it's powerful. I saw it this morning, and he said, excerpts of it, he said, this is all malice. This is a malice playbook. You're like, wow. People are like, wow, he's saying malice like you've been saying. It is a malice playbook. It's not like they're following my talking points. It's what it is. Jesus. All right, here's Pelosi. Here she is.
Because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration ceremony to inaugurate a duly elected president of the United States. And the I'm second in line to the presidency, and just last week I had my regular continuation of government briefing. This might interest you because I say to them, this is never going to happen. God willing, it never will. But there is a process. It has nothing to do with it. Certain occupant of the White House doesn't feel like moving and has to be fumigated out of there because the presidency is the presidency. It's not geography or
location. It's not geography or location. It's California. It's New York. It's Colorado, where they happen to have the COG headquarters. And then I read the New York Times transcript where they're now introducing to you the plan. We're going to go to break. But it's like I told listeners, if you haven't gotten your storable food before all this happens in 84 days, if you haven't gotten your firearms, if you haven't gotten prepared, if you haven't talked to your neighbors, you're insane. And if you're not calling talk radio and going to city council and paying local companies to fly airplanes with messages on them, I mean, everybody better do something now and not just say, oh, that's what Trump and Alex Jones do. And I'm not bitching at you. I'm just saying it's on. And I told people, you better buy our products because the supply chain's breaking down. A lot of our supplements, we can't even get anymore because of the COVID hysteria and the warehouses locking down and all the fear. That was all designed. And the food shortages and the food prices are going up, but My Patriot hasn't gone up. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. It takes 2 to 4 weeks now to get the food. See, I'm so crazy. I even got my sunglasses on. I didn't realize I've got those on. All of this is unfolding, ladies and gentlemen, now. So get ready. And yes, we need funds to go in the future, but I don't even know if we'll be here in 6 months, 4 months. I mean, this is on, folks. Because once they take Trump out and do this secession, they're going to be empowered and just run around murdering everybody. And a lot of the police are just going to roll over and bow to it. And then we're going to be inside the new Soviet Union. And it's going to be one hell of a war. And it will be a war, and they will pay. But seriously, you better get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com. I told you, everybody was buying up, selling out all the food for all these crappy places. And I told you, no, now's the time to get the food, not for COVID, but for the crises they're engineering. Get your supplements, get your books, get your films, get your InfoWars t-shirts while you still can. I'm serious. I don't know if we'll be here in 3 months. I don't know if the country will be here. I hope and pray it will, but only by being honest about how much trouble we're in can we get ready and stop it. Raise the alarm now.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life. sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Joining us today. Okay, I literally
probably out of 150 incredible articles, incredibly important clips. All this stuff's important. But I'm just going to tell listeners again. I know you understand. But we're not in normal times anymore. And the enemy is not going to make its move. They're making their move with the COVID hoax and the lockdown and the abnormalcy being made normal and the new normal and the race riots that are 90% white people, literally funded by Soros and Clinton and Obama, running around, burning, attacking, and then going, gaslighting the public, going, it's insane. The police, the federal building, when they tried to burn it down, they did something. That's terrorism. They're invoking a revolution against what's left of the federal government, which they themselves have built up in control, but now they're in the process of overtaking it and fully conquering it. And, of course, they're idiot $10 an hour, $20 an hour morons that are hired to beat up old ladies and stuff and pour paint on their face. They're never going to have any seat at the table and have power, but they've been promised a Marxist revolutionary takeover. And I'll say this. They couldn't get the Hispanics to do this. Some are there, maybe 5%. They couldn't get the blacks to do it. I've been to the events. I've seen thousands of videos show you. It's 90% white. And I'm not blaming whites because they're bad people, but just the idea that this is black people is totally and completely Democratic Party saying they represent black people, and it's three obese black lesbian women who say they hate men and who say ending the patriarchy and ending nuclear families is what they want. That means ending black people, which they've done a pretty good job of. Because you kick dad out of the house. The state is dad, or they'll become a leftist and cut their genitals off. That's their plan. Or the local gangbanger's dad. Black illegitimacy was lower than white illegitimacy in the 30s and 40s. Because under pressure and persecution, blacks clung to Christ and Christianity became strong. Not defending the institutions of oppression, but what makes a diamond is pressure. Within 20 years of the men being turned out of the house and the women paid to have a bunch of kids with no man around, the black neighborhoods were turned into anarchic hellholes. Because no one was there to whip the ass of a young man when they didn't do their chores or smarted off to mom. Work like a charm. Oh, we're freeing you black people. But the letters of LBJ, he said, I'm going to stop these up to the N-words while having voting Democrat for 200 years. And they got it. At least 60 years. Democratic Party is a cancer. The old Republican Party was a bunch of blue blood country club people intimidated by the left because the left controlled the media. But I always saw the Republican as the weak point in the enemy structure. We could take it over with a populist movement, reboot with 1776 ideals for all. That'd be a hell of a challenge to globalism and slavery. And my bet paid off. Your bet paid off. I just believed in you. Yeah, I believed in you. And you know what? It paid off for all of us. But now we're in the fight. It's one thing to take the ball away from the enemy. Now we got to score. And we've been scoring, making them come out of the shadows and expose their Satanism, their pedophilia, their anti-Americanism, their Chi-Com affiliation. And we're going to keep forcing them out. Oh, we're winning. Well, they've had to throw everything they've got. They've had to uncloak. They've had to just throw caution in the wind on a suicide mission, on a ghost dance against us. But they could grab victory from the jaws of defeat. And I want to make sure they don't get out of the jaws of defeat. I want to make sure they get swallowed because we're so beat down and so turned against each other and so sick and so decadent. With the best government you could imagine, we're going to have trouble getting back to any form of goodness. But you know what? Sometimes you don't come up for air until you hit the bottom. I think Russia is the model, throwing these Hollywood globalist scumbags out. And as an example of how we could turn the corner culturally and rediscover who we are. I said I was going to pray this segment. I'll try to do it next segment, but I need to do this every day. It's a very personal thing for me, but I need to do public prayer, and God's told me that. I'm going to do it. So I'm shirking my responsibility right now, but I'll do it. Let's do this. Let me go ahead and just read you this report. Here it is in Breitbart. Democrats' war game for election includes West Coast secession, possible civil war. I mean, that's what they say. And this is at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. How the media could get the election story wrong. That's the little camouflage Ben Smith headline. But you read it, it's the battle plan to the faithful. So let's read over this. This is Ben Smith at Ben at BE New York Times. New. John Podesta played Biden in an election war game and refused to concede in a scenario that looked a bit like 2016. A big popular win for Joe Biden and a narrow electoral defeat, presumably reached after weeks of counting the votes in Pennsylvania. For their war game, they cast John Podesta, who was Hillary Clinton's campaign chair, in the role of Mr. Biden. They expected him, when the votes came in, to concede just as Ms. Clinton had done. But Mr. Podesta, playing Mr. Biden, shocked the organizers by saying he felt his party wouldn't let him concede. So this is them introducing the Democrats their plan. Oh, but it's just a drill. It's just a like COVID-19 event 201 was the exact attack by Gates. Oh, it's just a drill, just a war game. Like, should we have war games about going and taking out all the Democrat leaders? I mean, I'm not saying we should, but see, that's how you cover planning. Oh, it's just a hypothetical Dungeons and Dragons game we're playing. It's not real. It's just a drill. But Mr. Podesta playing Mr. Biden shocked the organizers by saying he felt his party wouldn't let him concede. Alleging voter suppression, he persuaded the governors of Wisconsin, Michigan to send pro-Biden electors to the Electoral College. That gives the cover of legality. It's not. In the scenario, and this is where the real secession comes and the real civil war. Notice they think, oh, we'll send electors, and the real meat comes in later. Oh, and by the way, we'll have a secession, a new country. Just, oh, that's a side thing. In the scenario, California, Oregon, and Washington then threatened to secede from the United States, and Mr. Trump took office as planned. The House named Mr. Biden president. The Senate and the White House struck with Trump. At that point, the scenario, the nation stopped looking to the media for cues and wanted to see what the military would do. A big popular win for Joe Biden, a narrow electoral defeat, presumably reached for weeks, counting the votes. It goes on. That's their plan, and they're sticking to it, because Pelosi and Biden and Obama and Hillary, for all the illegal spying and being Chi-Com agents and destroying the borders and devaluing everything and maneuvering us towards financial collapse and saying the dollar's going to die on the news, trying to hurt the country. I mean, just incredible criminal activity. Like a horde of gremlins burning down the castle. And then now they're saying the military must remove Trump because he caused this. Wow. Can you imagine if they remove Trump, what it'll be like with these empowered crazies that think they're invincible? These psychotic, sociopathic narcissists, what it'll be like? This is their plan. They're going to execute it. What are we going to do? 84 days. 84 days. I'm telling you, man, this is it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, let me get into this. If we just look at the looting and the rioting that happened last night in Chicago, it'll be ongoing tonight. Oh, it's because of George Floyd. No, a man waving a gun around at police in front of witnesses was shot and was not killed. And so now, if police ever engage a criminal in Chicago or Dallas or Austin, or New York, or Oakland, or Portland, or if, you know, people call the cops to a house party they don't want to be going on because of a COVID lockdown, and somebody pulls a gun on the cops shoot them, well, then it's your time to go out and riot and loot and burn. And this is not predominantly white people that are Antifa. This is predominantly black people. But a few white folks and Hispanics are in there. I've watched a bunch of the videos. They're all on InfoWars.com. Going around and looting hundreds of stores and setting fires. And while they are stealing the jewelry and the electronics, they're saying, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Because that's like the magic get out of jail free card. Because, I mean, that's why you're doing this. That's why you're robbing a store that probably won't come back to your neighborhood. And so this is the idea of what's supposed to happen. The black folks, when the media pushes them to do this, are going out on average and looting and robbing. The white folks are there trying to get them to burn down the police stations and the federal buildings, but that's not going too well. But this is all the cover that the media's put out when the McCloskeys, you know, defend their own home from folks saying, we're going to kill you, Whitey, and we're going to burn down your house, a white group leading a black mob, they come out and point guns legally, and they get indicted. Because the message is, you can go out and loot, you can go out and kill, you can go out and ransack. And like something out of a medieval history book, they have all those canals in Chicago right off the Great Lake there. They raise the drawbridges, you know, the big bridges that open and close so ships can go through. They raised and lowered the drawbridges, literally so the looters couldn't get to other areas because they were trying to then go into the neighborhoods. And I've got all these videos, in fact, cue that up in a few minutes, of Antifa is now in the suburbs of Portland, the suburbs of Colorado, going up to people's houses randomly at night and screaming at 2 a.m., we're going to burn your house down. In fact, back that up. Let's play with audio here in a minute. Imagine people randomly come to your house, shine lights in, and say, I'm going to burn your house down. It ain't the big bad wolf of, I'm going to huff, and I'm going to puff, and I'm going to blow your house down. It's crazy meth head white people. You have it done, and a lot of times it's black people in the houses. They'll jerk black people out of cars. They'll beat the hell out of the white crackerheads. I mean, this is all, you say, well, it doesn't make sense. It's just the cover for overthrowing Trump, saying it's his fault. And now the Democrats say that. And that's why the big tech censoring and the media censoring and, oh, not letting you know about the black-on-white crime or all this crap, because they don't want the public to know. They want you to buy that when everything burns down in 84 days, when Trump wins by a landslide, which they know is going to happen, that it's because of him. Yeah, so roll the audio of people with bullhorns at random houses at night saying, we're going to burn your house down. That's a threat. I got to tell you, man, if people were at my house saying, we're going to burn it down, I would train a rifle on them, and if they lit up a Molotov cocktail, I'd light them up. Because I don't want to kill these sacks of garbage, but you're going to kill me? You're going to burn my family up, you crazy people? Here, go ahead and roll the video. Can you imagine if the police acted like this? If the police acted like this, I'd say they were a tyranny, and I'd say overthrow them. That's not what's happening. Burn your house down because you're white. They see a white head pop up. We're going to burn you down, white person. You hear any black sounding? No, those are white trendies.
We're going to burn your building down.
That want to go out and be thug criminals. We're going to burn your building down. We're going to kill you and your family. We're nice people. We're not violent. We're not bad. And you're like, why would the Democrats do this? Because they failed in their Russiagate. They failed in their illegal spying. They failed in Ukrainegate. They failed in Sexgate. Jeffrey Epstein's in trouble. The Clintons are in trouble. Their whole house of cards is coming down. So what are they going to do? They're going to legitimize in the media the criminal element to go out and do whatever they want. But I'll give it to the black folks in Chicago. They're just going and robbing expensive stores. That's bad enough, hurting their community. But at least they're not threatening to burn down people in their houses. I mean, the scum level of that. But let's play the audio and the video of the woman. While she's robbing the store, she chants it like it's okay. Like she's given absolution, like she's given immunity because I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Well, yeah, you're wearing a dumb mask, idiot. But that's like her mindless chant that some drugged out guy died in Minnesota with Democrat training. The police are treating them like they're social workers. The cop has got a crowd around him threatening him. He doesn't pay attention that he's got his, not on the head, but the carotid artery. And the guy dies. You think the cop wanted to go to jail? You think the cop wants to be indicted for murder one? No. It's nothing to do with George Floyd, folks. This is about race war as a smokescreen for the martial law that has been announced when they have states secede and they hope the military will take Trump out and they believe the military has agreed to it. So I'm saying let's have a national debate about what's coming so they don't hit us flat-footed. And the good news is, praise the Lord. In fact, I'll say that prayer I said I'd say in a moment. But just go ahead and roll the lady with her chant. I can't breathe while she robs. Here it is.
Look. They tried to pull it out, but it ain't coming out. I don't know where the keys at, y'all. Gee, these bitches not in here. They on the next floor, though. Let me see what they got for them here. Hold on. Let me see. Did that say Valentina? That say Dolce & Gabbana? Hold on. Let me find me some first time. Hold on. I can't breathe. Let me see.
This is my flip-flops slapping.
What you got? Hey, how you get these Canada Gooses off? How you get these Canada Gooses off? They over there. How the f*** you get those? It ain't no scissors in this bitch. So f***. You know it, because I'm a girl, baby. Hey, can y'all get this Canada Goose hoodie from me, y'all? It's over.
And the videos go on and on and on. I'm just going to say this right now. We have to seek God's face. We have to repent for everything we've individually done. We've all been decadent. We've all been slobs. And we have to come together and realize this is spiritual evil that has been injected into us to bring down our nation. And I just pray to God that our Heavenly Father, through His Son, Jesus Christ, and the debt of blood that was paid for our sins, that the Holy Spirit move across the face of not just America, but the world to awaken people to a revival, to say no to evil and to reject what's happened and to stand up against it and have the courage to speak out against this evil attempt to take down our nation. We know we don't deserve redemption. We know we don't deserve a reprieve. We know we're evil and we're bad and our greatest works are dirty rags, but we care about the unborn and we're so close to restricting and banning abortion. And we're so close to turning the tide, and the enemy's thrown everything at us. So I just ask God to move people's hearts at the highest to the lowest level to realize that this is a spiritual choice and that the planet awaken and reject Satan. And that the people understand that there is a true ticking time bomb. And the secession and the collapse of the republic and untold suffering and bondage and collapse and just total enslavement. And I pray that we be given a reprieve, but we not just take that reprieve and throw it to the side like spoiled brats, but that we understand now that we have to set about rebuilding civilization and society, not just here, but around the world for a true Christ-based future. Amen. That's my best impromptu prayer, and it's not like a real prayer when I'm like really reaching out to God, because I don't really even speak when I'm praying to God. But we cannot count the cost here if this goes sideways, and it already is. And folks, if you think things are bad, it's going to get worse. Like when you start sliding on ice, and you know you're going off the road, and you kind of hit that first fence, and all of a sudden there's a hill. It's happened to me once. All of a sudden you're like tumbling down a hillside. And your car's rolling, you're like, you hope you make it. I mean, we're just now going off the road right now. We're like, I mean, it's going to get bad. I'm just saying, brace yourself for impact. Because this is it. We had it so good so long, we conjured these wolves. And they're here, folks. They're here to take us down.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you.